We have been following some of the transportation bills as they move through Congress, and the Senate voted yesterday to overhaul some transportation programs, keep aid flowing to thousands of construction projects. Joining us now, Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Todd, it was expected that this would pass. What does this transportation bill do?
Well, this is part of the sort of normal way of doing business. This is the highway bill. This is the money that flows from your gas taxes, essentially 18.4 cents for every gallon that you pump across the country to keep interstate highways, roads, bridges, overpasses, and to a lesser extent, you know, railroad tracks going in the United States. This bill does a couple of interesting things. First of all, no earmarks in this bill. The transportation bill is traditionally a home of thousands of earmarks. Yeah. Everybody from every district around the country gets earmarks. They're not in this bill. Republicans have done away with earmarks. That doesn't mean that every district in the country doesn't have a stake. They do. There's roads and overpasses in every single district. One interesting thing the bill does is some interesting things for cities. There's a program, a loan guarantee program that's been increased from just $100 million to $1 billion. If you're a mayor or a city councilman in a major city, you love this because this lets the federal government leverage $1 billion to upkeep overpasses, roads, and bridges in cities. It also does an interesting thing if you're a commuter in any city across the country. There's a federal a transit tax credit that has expired months ago. You used to get $230 tax credit, Celeste, for taking the subway or the bus to work because commuters get a tax credit from the IRS, but bus riders didn't. Well, that expired, and you lost your tax credit a few months ago, but it's back, and instead of $230, it's $240. So if the House manages to pass a similar bill, that tax credit's coming back if you ride the subway or the metro or the bus.
The criticism that I've heard, though, Todd, is that in order to get some of these things fast-tracked, they had to loosen some environmental restrictions. What does that mean?
Well, that's true. There are several levels of environmental review to build federal and federally funded state highway projects. This streamlines several levels of those reviews to get those projects built quicker. That got a lot of Republican buy-in for this bill in the Senate, and it worked. 74 votes for the bill and only 22 against. So that's a pretty broad bipartisan product in the Senate that they got.
And the chances that this will end up on the president's desk?
That's a whole nother issue. The House has major problems with this bill. They've been negotiating over a transportation bill for well over a month. This is Republican against Republican debate. Speaker Boehner has told Republicans in the House they may have to take up this Senate bill if they can't find another alternative. And this has presented a major problem. It is likely a bill like this or this bill will reach the president's desk because nobody seems to want to have federal highway programs shut down. Celeste, this is one of the very few bills that Congress does that is a bona fide jobs bill. They call everything a jobs bill. This really is one. So it's likely to reach the president's desk in some form.
The House of Representatives is always the rub, though. Todd Zwillick is our Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.
Sure thing.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.